Hey guys, thanks for checking out the podcast. Before we get started, I want to remind you about the very cool bucket list trip I am doing in 2026, the Smitty Learns Irish podcast, where I'm going to do my bucket list, hike Ireland for a year, learn about Irish history, town by town, through the mouths of the pub owners and regulars. Because what's a better way to learn about something you love than to experience it yourself? Patreon.com/we3smiths, only $3 a month, and thanks for checking it out.
Two, three, one.
Finally, seeping is the key word here.
Smart enough to figure it out.
I just ask questions and talk shit. I'm not the
news. All I saw was a lake, mountains, and some trees. Oh. That's the running theme on this fucking podcast. Whoever deserves mocking, and that includes a host.
Man, there is a record amount of meth in this place.
Just how my sounds like Stuttery Smitty.
Now it's 2022, y'all. Fuck milk crates, y'all.
Get the fuck out of here. What the hell? Everything.
Holy moly. Happy What the Hell Everything Day. Fort Smith. Jump on camera here. Hi. Oh, man. Let me do this and that. You know, sometimes you're just not ready. Why? Believe it or not, I do spend quite a good amount of time planning. But things like this, you wouldn't necessarily think of. That's a little better. Hey. What the hell? Everything Podcast, my name is Smitty. Thanks so much. A lot of stuff to yap about. I don't know if there's a lot, if it's that there's a lot of stuff to yap about, or by a long time now. It goes, what is this podcast going to go from solo? We're just sitting here yapping. Got a few things, you know. Half an hour, 40 minutes. That's a good time to sit with a podcast, right? Shout out, sponsor.
Before I get to the reaction, a real quick, huge shout out to my sponsor, M22, in Sutton's Bay. If you've never been to the beautiful region of Traverse City, Northern Michigan, there's so much to enjoy and a great place to stay. Make your reservations. A cute little bungalow things. I always said to myself, how do I describe this M22 in Sutton's Bay? Is it a hotel or is it a motel? It's an inn, dummy, M22 Inn, Sutton's Bay, with a great view of West Bay, West Grand Traverse Bay, essentially Lake Michigan shores, along the historically gorgeous M22 Drive. So if you're looking to book some vacation time in one of the fastest growing tourist spots in the country, here you go, M22 Inn, Sutton's Bay. Thanks so much.
M22 Inn, Sutton's Bay, and then hit up Hoplot, you can hit up Boone's Primetime, which is a fantastic little fucking bar. And by all means, check those guys out. Kevin and the crew at M22 in Sutton's Bay. I actually adore those people. I heart you. Look at this fucking hair, man. This fucking hair. Don't know what to do with it, really, to be honest. It's in this awkward stage. Like, it's fucking kind of getting awesome. But when you're working at Bourbon 72 with, like, black shirts, I understand why women cut their hair off, you know? I really empathize now. Because my fucking hair is so thick. Like, but it's actually kind of starting to do what I want it to do. And what I want it to do is be some long-ass, cool rock and roll hair. But also just not be a fucking afro, especially when I wake up, it's just like, kapow, you know, but this is me. This is like, I didn't even shower today. But I did brush my hair. And this is like, now I have a fucking appointment with my awesome barber, Allie, at Jude's Barbershop on Thursday. And I'm just like, am I going to fucking, I feel like I want to cut it all off and go back to like, just that fucking short haired, less sweaty, you know? Because honestly, this fucking hair is so thick and it weighs so much. First of all, it's probably affecting my posture. It's just weighing me down. But it's, you know, just a sweat conductor. And, you know, it gets hot and really fucking just poofy at the end of a shift where I'm busting ass. It's just all over the place. I feel like, and I guess I do this hair flip. Didn't even realize it up until somebody pointed it out. Actually, I did actively realize right before somebody pointed it out that I'm doing this fucking super fucking stupid hair flip because I'm doing something here, pouring a drink or something, doing whatever, and hair's getting here, and you're like, a super rad hair flip. So I realized, so that's that hat. That is just like, it's just so fucking out there. And I don't know if I like the awkward stage as much, especially when I have to bartend. Like, I might bring the hair back at some point when we get closer to the Irish trip, you know? It'd be a long, shaggy, fucking hiking, insane looking person. Hopefully not. Hopefully people find me accepting. Or people, I find people accepting of me, probably is the best way to put it. Anyway, I don't know if I'm going to fucking cut all this hair off. I feel like I want to. But I fucking kind of like the idea of it getting all rock and roll. It's just in this awkward fucking stage, you know? And I could just let it grow and not trim it. But I still want it to look good. I never really thought I was that vain of a person. I never really cared about my hair that much. And I really don't, but I kind of want some long rock and roll hair. I just don't want to look fucking all stupid and mullety. Sometimes you got to get it trimmed, man. Hey, talk about sponsor earlier. How about a wannabe sponsor? I'll tell you what. Botanicals in Kalkaska, Michigan. It is fucking incredible to me. That my hometown, woo, my hometown is a weed mecca, kind of for Michigan, for the state almost. I mean, one of, probably, but up until this point, historically, just a small, beat down, fucking middle of nowhere town in the middle of nowhere, northern Michigan, that has been just. Poor is the best way to describe it. The whole fucking existence, I feel like. And this is really a really nice stab in the arm for the local economy. You know, so many options. They got the Kalkushka Lounge, which I haven't visited yet. I was just trying to get settled here. And I'm going to probably, actually, I think I'm going to hit that this week. I think I'm going to know. I know what I'm doing. Wednesday, Wednesday, I'm going to the Kalkushka Lounge. Fucking hey, I think I'll do that. But Botanicals is right next door. Nice little fucking, nice little weed store. What all is in? And I have been to four now weed stores in Kalkaska. Obviously, I've been to Loom. That was the first one I ever frequented in Honor. And then in Kalkaska, Pincana. There's another one in that same plaza. There's like three weed stores, four in the same plaza, in Kalkaska. And then, Botanicals, which is right downtown. And that's why it's fucking so cool to me. You know, in the town where you grew up, where things like this weren't accepted necessarily, you know, but now, to see it right downtown, right next door to Kalkushka. The frontage is super cool looking. The store is super professional in botanicals, and they're really knowledgeable about, like, the weed. They have them all in nice bowls, so you want to check something out. They give you a little smell, and then, all right, we weigh it out. There's an eighth, whatever. You want this? Well, we got some fucking pre-rolls over here. and really not knowledgeable from when, you know, I'm not the most knowledgeable weed person. I know how it makes me feel, how certain ones make me feel, and I prefer certain ones at certain times of the day, but I'm still don't know what the fuck I'm talking about for the most part. So it's nice to have somebody to talk to when you go in there, and it's super professional. Just like when you go to these fucking weed stores too, man, it is so professional. Now, I've not been to a one where it's just like, it's kind of a shit show. None of them. They all got their shit together. They go in. Everybody's checking IDs. Everything's computerized. There's security. It is like most of them are like museums. 100%. Most fucking weed stores are like museums. Man, I really love talking to people, and it happens every once in a while, that were sort of like me, where you weren't really down with weed until later in life, and then you're just kind of like, oh, you know, I get it now. It kind of, lack of a better term, it's fucking medicine, you know, it makes me feel, more normal when I am fucking high a lot of times, you know. When I say more normal, I don't have anxieties about things that I have. I don't let the anxieties affect me. It's easier to think through them. It's not that they don't exist, but you're able, it's a tool for you to deal with those things in ways that I didn't have before, you know. So it's been fucking critical for me, just personally. And it's super awesome that it's legal, and it's super awesome that it's in my fucking hometown and a super rad store in Botanicals. So there we go. Hey, you want me to talk about you some more? and it's cool that Kalkaska is taking advantage of it because, man, it just seems like Traverse City is shitting the bed right now on pretty much everything. And it's not – I don't even know if it's because I – personally feel jaded because that was forced out of Traverse City. I don't think that has anything to do with it because I don't feel personally jaded, but it feels like I got forced out of Traverse City. But it's not Traverse City's fucking fault necessarily. It just fucking happens. Things happen in life, and that's just the way it goes. But the fucking, I was just talking to somebody the other day who's very seriously considering moving out, who lives in Traverse City. Who's a community professional, who contributes to things, charities, and they're just like, man, this fucking town. It's just overpriced for pretty much anybody that isn't making over $100,000 a year at the very fucking least, man. Good luck being able to afford anything. Everything's getting turned into Airbnbs. It's a totally just a high dollar fucking tourist vacation destination spot. And it's not like I didn't just promote the area for M22 in Sutton's Bay. You're like, all you fucking rich people are coming here. Nobody can live here. Not the workers. None of the workers are soon going to be able to afford to live there or work there. It's happening. So the traffic, it was the fucking point of this whole thing was that the person that I was talking to about moving out is the same exact reasons that I was so happy to get the fuck out of town. I know that there's, you have to fix the roads. You have to make things more accessible as far as turning a small town into something that can support a billion fucking people that are coming. Seriously. It feels like there's going to be a million fucking people in the summer in Traverse City probably in the next few years. There's already like 500,000. The population most of the time was about 25. It's probably closer to 30 now from the last census, maybe 30,000 people in the city proper. And I think it jumps to like 400 to 500,000 people. In the summertime, Cherry Festival, fucking Film Festival, you name it. It just seems like the whole July through August, just you're driving through fucking Disneyland. And now all the places, so many fucking roads are closed or rerouted because you got to put a roundabout in here because they're effective at alleviating traffic. But goddamn it, it sucks. And you're like, how much more construction are they going to have to do to support so many more people? How long is this going to take? Man, this whole town is going to be shut down and rerouted for so many fucking construction projects in the next 10 years. It is just going to be gridlock. That's how it feels. I have no technical fucking know-how or any sort of knowledge to support that, but that's what it feels like. It's just going to be gridlock for years in Traverse City and progressively throughout the season, because it used to be that it was simply mostly a summer town. Then it became way more nationally known. Now there's National Film Festival and Michael Moore's Film Festival, Traverse City Film Festival, the Comedy Festival, which went away for fucking probably stupid reasons. And I don't know if it's coming back. Who knows? Anyway, more nationally known, and people are, oh my God, this fucking place is fantastic and is awesome. And you like to be a part of something like that, you know? And the town's fucking really cool, and there's so many cool people, and there's so many cool businesses. But, yeah, again, it's not Traverse City's fault necessarily, right? It's nobody's fault, right? Right? It's capitalism, I think. And it's not bad, right? Boy, this fucking... this podcast has some new challenges, and it's pretty fantastic. It makes me appreciate everything so much more, as far as just like how much time I put into this podcast, what I'm willing to do to make this shit happen. You know, taking this fucking job at Bourbon 72 to help me financially, to build the bank back up, because, you know, it just depleted. The bank account depleted because of the essentially changing jobs to something less lucrative and then spending money on this podcast. You have to do those things. So it makes me appreciate everything so much more. When you have to go through these challenges, there's not internet here in the studio. So, I'll have to get all of the things and record all the things, then bring it into the house for, like, any sort of, like, post-production or pulling clips and uploading them and uploading the podcast. There's no live podcast while I'm here. Doing those extra steps and making, and just thinking about, you know, you are becoming really efficient at doing something that you were not efficient at before. This would have totally beat me down fucking years ago, a couple of years ago. If I was doing this company or doing this company, if I had started this company, had started doing these podcasts, let's just say 5 to 10 years ago, and had to this, you know, get to this point where, God, we're almost at 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. People are really digging the stuff. It seems like more people are catching on. And then all of a sudden, shit, you got to break the fucking studio down. And you got to set up in your fucking parents' house. What? I would have never, ever, ever taken the time to set up this studio in here before. You know what I mean? I don't think I ever would have taken... It would have just beat me down mentally. But you get to the point where, you do know enough about these things, how to do these things. It's not the most difficult thing in the world anymore. Getting to that point, but then having to do all these new rigmarole challenges and being okay with it. Okay, well, it only takes this extra amount of time. It's not the end of the world. Like I said, So when I do get into a new studio that's a permanent studio, there won't be these challenges, you know? You won't have to do all these things. It'll be so much more easy, so much easier, I do believe is the correct term. And I am fucking rambling. Where's that song? Where's that rambling song? Sometimes. Oh, you know what I'm fucking stoked for? My new summer podcast series, summer reaction video series that I'm doing with my pops, my dad, Clint Stoner Sr. I mentioned it on the last podcast, What the Hell Everything podcast, and I said we were going to record it, and we did it and fucking listened to the shit, and then I didn't hit record on my recording software, and I had to double check just now. I was like, oh, I did record this fucking one, but it was a great one. And what it is well, let's just pull up the summer school intro screen here. It's Rock and Roll Summer School. Where my dad is going to be the student. He's going to sit at this fucking old school desk that has the pull-up fucking thing, you know, that he's got in his garage. Where I'm set up in Fort Smith, as I've put up a blanket fort in this fucking garage. I'm like, I'm going to make the most of this goddamn thing. And I'm fucking stoked for it. We did the first one, but I didn't hit record it. It made me hate myself for a minute. But it was really fun. We did the Dropkick Murphys, and each one is going to feature a different band, have three songs, kind of run the gamut of what that band does, and then get an opinion if I could put a crack that Clint armor, because he's got musical armor up. He doesn't want anything fucking new or like heavy or anything. He has hated my fucking music since I've been a teenager till now, it seems like. So I'm going to play him my favoritest music. Each one is going to be, like I said, it's a series throughout the summer that I'm staying here at my folks. So it's going to be so fun. The first one was really fun, and I wish I would have recorded it, but I will. And we're going to record a new one today. And I will say, I am going to flip a coin between Corrosion of Conformity and Clutch. And I have them ready to go. I have the songs ready to go, regardless of which I pick. I just don't know which I'm going to do first. And I'm stoked for that. I love just sitting here getting high and talking shit. Talking music with the old man is really fun. You know, kind of picking his brain about some stuff, you know, trying to get him to accept my things. It's really fun. And I promised I'll fucking hit record on the next one. Hey, you guys, I think that is going to be it for me today. And I want to tell you, I really appreciate you. I really appreciate if you're taking the time to watch any of this. Please like and subscribe on YouTube. And please follow along. Patreon.com/We the Number 3 Smiths. It's only $3 a month and way more stuff. And I'm working to include way more content on Patreon as soon as we get settled and can start pumping these things out the way I want to. So remember that, and I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Until the next time.
So long, sucker.
Good night, everybody!
I am so sorry for everything that has happened.
Neat. Bye-bye.
Yeah, all right, I'll see you guys there.
By the bar and get your face, huh? Get me paid, bitch!
Sit, boo-boo, sit. Good dog.
I love y'all very much. Peace out.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
What the hell, everything?